Welcome to the Prep Talk podcast, the place where you'll be equal parts inspired and equal parts prepared. Here, I share the story and the lesson. I'm Jess, a heart-driven mindset coach, and this is the ultimate Prep Talk meets virtual classroom meets coffee shop vibes with the good chat. We talk all things mindset, personal growth, energetics, and so much more. Plug in, take a deep breath, and hit play. Today, we are talking about money mindset. And this has been a theme of conversation for me for the whole year, really. 2022 was a real year of growth in this area. It was a real year of education, learning, expansion, reflection, all about the way that I saw money and the way that money kind of played a role in my life and in my mindset. And it was something that I took really seriously last year and started to work through those blocks. And now I want to help you to do the same thing for 2023, to make 2023 abundant and the year that you actually start to look at money mindset as in a proactive or in a proactive way rather than a reactive way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run you through three mindset tweaks, techniques, kind of reframes. And then I'm going to give you a couple of takeaways, a couple of actions so that you are equal parts inspired and equal parts prepared to put your best step forward. So without further ado, we're going to jump in to the first one. Now, this comes back to basically the root of everything that I do, which is inherited beliefs. It's about the way that you move through life because of what you believe, the things that you hold to be true, the beliefs that you hold in your core as your truth. And these are the things that we pick up through childhood. These are the things that our parents taught us. These are the things that we learned in moments, whether that be trauma or not trauma, it doesn't really matter. We're still learning things that we take on as truth. So for example, one of those things and one of the most common ones we hear is this idea that money is evil and money is the root of all evil. And maybe this is something that you've experienced yourself. Maybe this is something that you've heard from a parent or from someone who looked after you. And it's really damaging because as soon as we hand away that power to something like money, we don't have a choice anymore. You know, we're saying money makes people evil. Money is the problem. And as soon as we do that, we're putting up so many subconscious blocks around actually being able to receive money because we believe that money makes people evil. And in reality, we just know that that's not the truth. We know that money does so much good. It supports so many people. It enables everything that goes on in the world. We all need to eat. We all need to have somewhere to live. We all need a roof over our heads. How do we do that? We do that with money. Money is an enabler. And as soon as we start to look at these kinds of beliefs that come up, these statements that we hear and that we are essentially living our life by, we can start to pick apart what we actually believe about money and then rebuild that. So the first part of that process is basically, where does this come from? Where does this idea that money is evil come from? And maybe picking a kind of a moment where you remember someone saying this to you, or you remember hearing it, overhearing it, but within an adult conversation, talking about kind of how times are tough, money, you know, money's such a problem for us, we never have enough money, if only money would just kind of be on our side, that kind of thing. Even if you don't hear the words money is evil, if you learn that money is problematic or that there's problems and trauma and struggle relating to money, then we're almost going to fill in the blanks ourselves. What we have to remember is as children, we are blank slates, right? So we learn our truth, we colour in life through the people that we are surrounded by as children. We take what we hear as truth. We don't have any context. We can't go, oh, what do you think? Oh, did you hear something different? It doesn't matter to us as children. We just take what we're given and we accept it without questioning it because we're not of an age to be able to question it and have our own opinion and add in context to that opinion. So when someone says, you know, we never have enough money, that becomes fact. That becomes life. And ultimately what you'll then see is that person continuing to repeat that cycle of never having enough money, because that was a truth that they learned, that we just never have enough money. Like, if you go back to all the people who you think about with struggles that now live them out in that adult life, usually it comes down to something that happened, a conversation, a lesson that was learned within those really prime years of 0 to 7. And so we have to look back, we have to give ourselves permission and opportunity and compassion to be willing to look backwards and go, where does that come from? And once we do that, we can start to have compassion for the people who taught us it, because usually they were in the same position as we were, as in they got taught that lesson, which they then taught to us. For example, maybe it was your parent, maybe it was your dad, your mum, or the person that looked after you as a child, and they learned from their parent that money is problematic. They then live that out in their adult life and they find it to be true. Therefore, they feel like they're doing you a favor by telling you this. You know, life's hard. Like, I'm going to do you a favor and I'm going to tell you this now so that you know that life's hard. Guess what happens for that child? Life becomes hard, because they believe that to be the absolute truth. And there's such power in what we believe, that everything that we do in our life comes back to what we believe to be true. If we are told as a child, life is an incredible experience, you will always get what you want if you ask for it, if you are nice to people, if you're compassionate, if you come with an intention to help and serve people, money is unlimited. Imagine if that was the lesson that a child had repeated over and over again, their trajectory would be very, very different to the person who keeps hearing life is hard, there's never enough money, we're always on the brink of, you know, we're always on the breadline, we never have enough money. So whatever situation you're in right now, whatever your life looks like right now, it's okay to give yourself time to think about where those beliefs have come from, where you learned them, and without judgment, looking back and starting to say, you know, wow, that actually wasn't my belief, that wasn't my fear, it was actually someone else's that gave, and they gave that to me. And reminding yourself, you know, it's safe to let that go, it's safe to release that, it's no longer serving you, you no longer need it, and actually you choose to believe something different, i.e. money creates opportunity, you know, money feels safe with me. And that's when affirmations come into play, right? So that's the first part, and it is something that cannot be missed. Like, it is so important to understand where these things come from so that we can go back and rework them. The second part of this is about our behaviors, actions, thoughts, and emotions around money as an adult. Are we completely avoiding even looking at our bank account? Like, is that something that we're just completely pushing off because we're scared what the number's going to be? Is it that you don't want to track it? You say to someone, you know, oh, I don't care how much money I make. I don't, you know, money doesn't make me happy. Money doesn't bring me happiness. I don't really care. Like, is that what you're saying on a daily basis? Because imagine what message that is putting out into the world when you're saying, I don't really care. Like, even though you know you do care, and even though you know money does enable the lifestyle that you desire, you want to say, oh, I don't really care about money, I don't really care because it doesn't make me happy, in order to reduce your disappointment, in order to prevent disappointment and avoid it not happening, and therefore you can't be annoyed about it not happening because you've already said you didn't want it. And we do this to protect ourselves. We do this to protect ourselves from pain, from disappointment, from failure. And we think if we put up the bollards high enough to say, well, actually, we didn't want it in the first place, when it doesn't eventually come, we can say, see, I didn't need it. But actually what happens is we create that reality. So when you're saying things like, I don't really care how much money I make, it doesn't matter to me anyway, then great, like you're not gonna care, because it's not gonna be great, because you don't want it to be. Like, you're already saying your desires, you're already creating that belief for yourself. And so if we think about how we actually treat money, if we imagine money as a figure in front of us, a friend, you know, maybe a partner, if you spoke to somebody the way that you speak about money, how would they respond to that situation? Would they stick around? Would they want to spend time with you? Would they be reliable? How often would they show up in your life? Because, you know, if we're saying things like, oh, money is so unreliable, and, you know, I don't really want to spend time with her anyway, like, but internally you know that you want more time with it, you want it to show up so much more, and there's this kind of friction between, oh, I feel uncomfortable saying I want it because I'm worried it won't happen, and that actually creating the cycle of your experience. So how would things change if you started to treat money in a very, very different way, in a way that you wanted it to show up? You know, I love it when money shows up in my life. Money always supports me. It's so reliable. I always feel so kind of held and supported by money and the prospects of money. Money creates massive opportunity in my life. Money enables the lifestyle that I love. And actually, from changing this thing from, like, you know, money can't buy happiness, is that actually true? Because what brings you happiness? Is it the freedom to be able to go on a dog walk at 11 a.m? Is it the generosity to be able to pay for your mum to go on a spa break, or, you know, be able to take you and your partner on holiday? Are those the moments that bring you happiness? Because money plays a part in that. And the sooner we actually recognize that money plays a part in the things that make us happy, we can start to see it in a different way. And rather than giving it this kind of evil character, we can start to see it as kind of a fairy godmother, you know, like someone that waves the wand and makes it happen, because we need the money to, in order to be able to create the experience that eventually makes us happy. And it's okay, safe to say that you desire more money. It's okay and safe to say that money means a lot to you, that it's a priority for you. That's totally okay, because it's true, right? And the sooner we can kind of get into this more positive mindset around what role money plays in our life, the more we're going to see it show up in our life. So the third thing around kind of these money mindset tweaks and reframes is how we treat people with money. And this, again, is one of those kind of current today behaviors. How do you speak about and treat those who you perceive to be rich or minted or, you know, abundant? How do you see them in your current world? Is it things like greedy, selfish? Do you see them as kind of, oh, well, it's okay for you, you know, you're just lucky, like you don't understand what it's like? Because as soon as we do that, we are separating ourselves from that group. We are giving them an identity, i.e. rich, but we're also adding another identity to that, like a sub-identity, that when you're rich, you're also greedy, you're also selfish, you also don't care about people, you also, you know, take money away from other people. Like, it's not fair, it's not okay to be that rich. And as soon as we do that, subconsciously, we are connecting the dots, and we're thinking, well, why would I want to be rich if to be rich also means to be selfish and greedy and all these things that we don't actually want to be? We want to be loving and caring and abundant and generous, and we haven't connected those dots to being rich. We've connected all of these negative connotations to the idea of being rich. So we have to think about the way that we are, the words and feelings that we are connecting to the idea of someone already being rich. How are you talking about these people? Like, what? How do you see them? And be honest about the conversations and things that you are associating with being rich, because these are ultimately going to carve out that story for your subconscious and decide whether that's someone that you actually want to be. Do you want to associate yourself with the idea of being rich if it's attached to all of these negative connotations that you have already connected it to? And instead, it's about changing the way that we see rich people so that we feel comfortable and safe to associate ourselves with that identity, with that lifestyle, with being rich. And the two, you know, we can't essentially add that to our identity if we don't feel safe doing that. It's just never going to happen for us. If we don't want to be seen as selfish, then we're never going to see ourselves as rich, because we've already made that association. So Now that we've gone through those mindset reframes, I want to take you through three actions that you can take on, you can do, you know, to essentially be prepared. This is ultimately the prep talk, right? So this is about giving you some ideas, some proactive, action-based things that you can go away and do right now, today, that is going to start to heal your relationship with money and change the way that you see money throughout 2023 and beyond. The first thing is, I want you, get ready for this, I want you to take stock of your money situation, okay? I want you to look at your bank accounts, look at your subscriptions, look at your income, look at your expenses, look at your debt. I want you to understand exactly where we are right now. Like, what is your current situation with money? How much do you have? How much do you owe? How much are you earning? How much are you spending? Get really, really clear on the current situation with money. And this is really going to, it might be difficult and it might be uncomfortable, but it's going to give you a baseline. It's going to go, okay, I know where I'm at, because so often we fear the unknown and we push it away and we push it away and we push it away. And by doing that, you're almost going like, I don't want to deal with money. I don't want to deal with money. Put it over there. And so we're then surprised when money isn't coming into our life, when we're not being honest about how much we have. So do the baseline work, like get really clear, do a spreadsheet, whatever feels good for you, and look at it. Take time to like look at it. I'm not talking about getting obsessed with the numbers, but I'm talking about being honest with yourself about the numbers. It's a really important first step, and it's going to kind of cut that feeling of it being scary, of like, oh my God, I can't possibly open my bank app because I don't want to know how much is in there. We need to be honest about the numbers in order to be able to change the numbers. Then the second thing I want you to do is search the word money, cash, income, whatever fits for you in the conversations you've had in the last 2 months. So go into a text, go into a WhatsApp, whatever you use, and search the term money and see how you are actually talking about money with those close to you right now. Like, what conversations are you having? What vocabulary, what adjectives, what situations are you talking about that involve money? For example, are you saying things like, money is so tight at the moment? Tight, that kind of restrictive feeling of like everything feeling tense. How do you think that might be manifesting when things feel tight? Are you saying things like, you know, December is always a really hard time for me. January is already always a really low income month for me. I always feel stretched to get to payday. Like, are we saying these things on a regular basis? And how do you think they might be manifesting in terms of what you believe is going to happen? Because we know that it doesn't matter what you believe, either way, you're right. So what beliefs are we talking about in our conversations that we're having? Or if you don't necessarily use kind of text messages, think about the conversations that you have been having around money recently. Like, has it been around your parents during the holidays? Like, people that you don't always kind of socialize with, what conversations have they been having? Have they been questioning you about how much you're earning? All of those things, what conversations have you been having? And I want you to note down how you feel about that conversation. Like, what words were you using? How did you describe money? How did it feel to hear other people talking about your money situation? And just have an awareness of how you're currently talking about and kind of associating yourself with money. It's just the first step of, again, getting that baseline. And number three, this is kind of a more proactive action that you're going to take on as a habit, basically. And this habit is starting to feel grateful and openly thankful for every single time money shows up in your life. And I mean every single time. I'm talking when you see a penny on the floor. I'm talking when you find an extra £5 note or dollar note in your purse, like when you find a 20% discount code, everything. I want you to express out loud your gratitude and be like, oh my goodness, that's actually amazing. Thank you so much. Say out loud, like, who cares if people think you're crazy, right? This is about changing your frequency and making you more aware of the money that is currently available. It's about opening your eyes to the things that are currently in your life and coming into your life. Now, this is actually a scientific thing. It's called your reticular activating system. And the idea is that it's a part of your brain that is kind of a filter for what you see. It's the thing that, you know, when you get like a new red car or you buy a new car and then suddenly you see that car every single way you go, or you suddenly buy AirPods and everybody seems to be buying AirPods at the moment. It's that part of your brain that makes that possible. We're going to do that, but we're going to do it with money. So we need to start recognizing the money more and more and more, rather than just going, I choose to ignore that moment when my nan gave me a £50 gift card, or because that wasn't in the way that I wanted to receive it. We're going to be so grateful for that. We're going to express so much gratitude and we're going to be like, wow, thank you so much. More of this, please. Like, this makes me feel so good. We're going to pick up that penny on the floor. We're going to pick up that 10p coin on the floor and we're going to express gratitude for it. It's money showing up in our life, and this is going to help you raise your frequency and help you see more money coming into your life. So those are the three things that I want you to start instilling in your life, in your daily habits for 2023, because these things are going to shift what you believe about money, your internal belief system around money, and the way that you're interacting with it on a daily basis in your current life, right? Both of these things mixed together are so powerful and they're so important individually. So that brings us to the end of today's podcast. I truly hope this landed at the right moment for you. I know New Year always feels like a little bit like, it's kind of exciting. It's also kind of anxiety provoking because you're not really sure what action to be taking. And we're looking around and people either need help or they look like they have everything together and you're not really sure what group you're in. But this is my invitation to you to be like, you don't need anyone's external validation to feel how you feel. It's okay to feel how you feel, and it's okay to want what you want. It's safe to desire more. It's safe to desire more money. It's safe to want this to be the most abundant year of your life. It's safe to want those things. And the only way you're going to feel safe is if you change your internal feeling about receiving money. So I really hope that this is the first part of that journey for you. If this has been helpful, of course, please let me know. Please leave a review, a comment, a question, whatever you want to do to interact with this content. It always means the absolute world to me. And if you do have any questions and you want to DM me, I'm on Instagram at JessRedingCo and I would love to support you. If you would like more support on a one-to-one basis, if you want some private support, I do have some openings at the moment to work with me, and I would love, 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 love to read an application from you to really release those blocks for good, step into the best freaking year of your life, and help you reach your goals from an empowered state. That is truly my goal for you this year. Whatever it is that you desire, let's get you there. Let's get you feeling worthy of that dream, and let's create a plan to get you closer to that as your reality. I have absolutely loved talking to you today. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, this has been the Prep Talk podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.